Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Q stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Q stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Q stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No who from concerts, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Q stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Q stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Q stay on the beat. Yeah.
Welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 12, Verse. Wow, 11 already. And that M period, A period, N period is the acronym abbreviation for music activism and news. For those listening to Black on Black Crime Radio, if you're listening, hey, we welcome you aboard. But we want to say that if you're listening online at blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944 with your comments, questions, and concerns. If you're sending in any music, please send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers. You get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three. You may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, and press 1. Now, I need to let you all know that Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Also, YouTube of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Also, Instagram, Junior Alfred Porter. You can Facebook, Joseph Motley Jr. You can Twitter, at Grandpa Rapper 1. Facebook.com. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes. www.3342music.com. OPN Radio airs Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The webpage, blackonblackcleveland.com. Facebook, Pete Weeks. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. It airs Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. on voiceofradio.com. Tomorrow, Ronnie B. The Unforgiven makes his way through. Been years since we've heard from him. And you can Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook, Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. www.templabor.org if you are looking for work. TheLogTV.com. Twitter of Alfred Porter Jr. 1. YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. YouTube channel Power Groove Records. We are Cleveland. Before I go to the phone lines, let me at least let people know that Looking Good Home Improvement Residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction. 24/7 emergencies. Licensed and bonded. Violation list repairs. Door installation and repairs. Plastering and painting. flooring, tile and wood, bath, kitchen, remodel, carpentry and decks, 216-205-7247 or online at LOOKINGGOODHOMEIMPROVEMENT.com. That's right, lookinggoodhomeimprovement.com. Now, because I appreciate everybody who's on the phone lines, I'm going to go to those who are online or already at the phone lines, but I will give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Honorable mention, almost made it to the top 10, but honorable mention right now, Rise and Fall by HJS. Debuting at number 10, from what I'm seeing, debuting at number 10. All St. Patrick's Day events coming up. If you're calling it a St. Patrick's Day event, you're in the top 10. It'll be interesting to see where you fall in line by next week. Number 9. Uh-oh. That's a good one. Mr. Solo debuting once again. New material. Number 8. The YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. New music from Indo Dub. New music from Nia's Too Sexy. And the Rest in Peace Silver B has caught traction. Trill Vision Radio wants to start playing that on their particular program, which is beautiful. Let's see. Number 7, Nova the Rebel with Energy. A couple thousand views on that. Number 6 debuted, of course, Comedy was held last Saturday on East 185th, Lake Shore. Number 5, moving up, Facebook, the State of the Black Community in 2023 at the East Cleveland Library last Saturday. Number 4, moving up, the Black Talk Table last Saturday at Real Smoke Barbecue, CUMR, Tenoy Vision, Black Wealth, Major Taps, Man in the Street, Video Film Footage, Live, Lyrical Storm was there, online, she's the online written champion, which was announced. How did she win? Well, tune in this coming Wednesday evening, Facebook Live feed of CUMR Weekly, and you can challenge her for that particular title. Number 3, debuting Hanford Dixon, Kai Dog video shoot last Friday. Number 2, moving up, CUMR Volume 15. Over 2,100 views on Facebook, online digital magazine. Congratulations. And number 1, moving up to the top. And CUMR was moving to the top. The Black Talk Table moved up. The State of the Black Community moved up. Well, number 1, moving up. Facebook International Women's Day March Cleveland, March 8, 2023, 5 p.m. rally. I'm going to say it was a beautiful thing. It was. You had a lot of people from city council was there, steps of City Hall Cleveland. News media was there to cover it. The BMA bus came. Video was shoot. Promotional video was filmed live around that BMA bus beforehand. Shout out to head organizer Kathy Ray Colbert. Ooh-wee, let me look at this. Hold on. Oh, shoot. Let's see. We have an infamous shout out. Mrs. R. McCoy, you called me while I was live on the Ray Air Radio program. Now, let me say you got that infamous shout-out using the personal phone line while I'm on air. Well, this is what we're going to do. Let's go to first person up. I have two numbers, 216-727. I'm going to you first, 216-727. How you doing out there?
Hello, everybody out there in Radio Land. This is Valangelis Brenda Farmer. As everybody, my cousin called me Queen Bee. What's going on, everybody?
Excellent. I am feeling great, blessed, highly favored. Talk to me. What's going on new?
I just walked in the house from the store. trying to get my coat off right now. I'm blessed. And I know we all are blessed. have a purpose to wake up every morning to see another day that God has made. He don't have to wake us up, but he did. He woke us up, but he did. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He woke us up, but he did. See, a lot of people are getting it twisted. A lot of people getting it twisted. I'm going to break it down to you. You did not wake yourself up this morning. You did not wake yourself up this morning. God woke you right up. Your alarm clock did not wake you up this morning.
What?
The alarm clock did not wake you up this morning. Did not, I repeat, did not wake you up this morning. Trying to get my earphones on.
Yes, go ahead. I hear you. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I hear you exactly.
Hear me exactly?
You
didn't wake yourself up this morning, though the time went back again. He woke us all up for a purpose. A purpose. Hallelujah. A purpose. So don't get it twisted. You did not wake yourself up because you set your alarm clock back another hour and lost an hour of sleep. Jesus woke us up this morning. He woke us up. Okay? Get it?
Okay.
Don't get it twisted, y'all. All right?
Because
you know what? I'm getting a little tired of it now. I'm a little tired of it. I'm going to say it again. I say it every week.
Okay.
We got to come together. I don't know what the problem is. We got to come together. Ain't about who got the biggest house, who got the biggest car, who got the biggest business, who's ahead of the business or in the business. We got to help one another.
Yeah, we do.
We got to help one another. If you see your brother or sister falling down, you pick them up. You go talk to them. Don't talk about them on Facebook or Twitter or, how can I say, that the president, he has made it that the TikTok, the children only allowed to be on there 60 minutes. If you're on the age of 16, I believe it is, if you're under the age of 16, it's only 60 minutes. After 60 minutes, you have to get your parents' permission to be on that TikTok and consent. You don't get the parents' consent, they give you a citation. I'm letting y'all know that right now. You will get slapped a citation. And it is monitored, y'all. It is monitored, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We got to come together, y'all. We got to come together. I'm getting, like I said, I'm getting a little tired of it now.
Hey,
we got to, Brother Al, Brother Ronnie, Brother R, Brother DJ Rod, Dante, Deacon Taylor, Miss Glass, Miss Fourth Point, Cowboy, all of us. I mean, if you see somebody need some help, don't talk about them. You go on the side, so what can I help you with? What can I do for you? Come on. I'm not just saying it, it's me saying it because I'm saying it from my heart. Hey, you fall down, you get back up. You fall down, you get back up. You know, don't keep falling, okay? Don't keep falling that you cannot get back up, okay?
All right.
Kind of stay up, not in the middle. Get towards the mark. Get to the finish line. Get to the finish line. Get to the finish line. Hallelujah. Get to the finish line.
I hear you.
On, somebody. Hey, glory. Glory, glory. You got to get to the finish line, everybody. We all got to. We living in a mean, peculiar world right now. We living in the last evil day. You see, everything is sky high, and ain't nothing stopping go low. It ain't got no dollar no more. It's $1.25 or $1.49 and up now.
Right.
You should go to that Dollar Tree. It's $1.25 plus tax. Now they got stuff in there, $3, $5, $7, and that Dollar Tree store now, I'm talking about.
The Dollar General,
you go on the dollar section. They have a dollar section and a Dollar General section, which says a dollar. Family Dollar got one, too. They're all dollar stores, but they're all on the same bounty and same list, y'all. Okay? What I'm trying to get at is we're in a bound of a world. It's going like a scale. It's going up. It's going in the middle. It's going down. It comes back up. in the middle, then a gold sky to the finish line in the beginning. Okay.
Okay.
Now, now we got to do that. I'm gonna say, for example, we got to help one another. Like I said, we got to do it. I'm sorry. I mean, because someone so hate that girl or that guy, that don't mean you got to hate them because of what they're going through. Because they got the answer to Jesus anyway. They got to work it out for themselves, between among themselves.
Right.
We can't do that, y'all. We got to love one another, help one another, okay?
I agree.
I love everybody. I say this every week. I love everybody, and there's nothing that you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm signing off. May God bless you and keep y'all. Y'all have a blessed and peaceful and safe and careful evening. Remember, put the good Lord in front, not behind. What God does, he does it for a reason, and God's got it. I love you. Peace out. I'm signing off. This is Queen B from Block Talk Radio. Love y'all.
Peace. And I appreciate that strong message. Since I have two other phone callers, before I go to the 216-288, let's go to the 216-820. 216-820. We're coming on the phone line for 216-820. How are you doing?
I've been had better days, Mr. Porter. For those of you who don't know who I am, this is Endo Dub, a.k.a. Mr. Powers, from Black House Sound. As you heard, Mr. Porter, earlier, there will be a release on Voices tomorrow about the new single that I have out. And
yes, it will.
Speaking of that single, I just want to address something right quick.
Okay.
You know, last week, you know, when the single hit social media, I got a lot of love from a lot of people. I even got a love from an artist who's actually been on the actual Billboard charts, you know, who had inboxed me personally to let me know how hot the song was. Now, I got one pig-headed dictator who basically, literally, I say, antagonized me, but acted like a crazed fan over an old song that I had done. And what I'm trying to tell this old fan is that if you're in love with that song, I really, really appreciate it. But the one thing that with us as artists that we always have trouble with is trying, when you make a great hip-hop song, it's hard to try to top that next one, you know?
Yeah.
And some of us, and you know, the media and public always point out what their top category of a great hip-hop song is, and we would totally disagree, you know, because... Let me ask you this question here, Mr. Porter. Do you like Tupac Shakur?
Yes, I do, my brother.
Okay. What was one of the greatest songs you think that he's done? Just pick one. Just pick one in your mind that you feel that he made that was a great hip-hop song.
I'm going to go with The Realness of Dear Mama.
Dear Mama. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what the media and everyone else would try to say, and I disagree, and I'm sure you would too. You know what they say what Tupac's greatest hip-hop song was?
I'm ready.
I Get Around.
I keep forgetting. They will throw that one out there.
Yeah, now I'm not saying it wasn't a great hip-hop song, but I don't think it was one of his greatest. You know, and that's what I'm saying is us as artists, it's trying hard to do. But if you keep utilizing this old song to try to overpower the new song that's out, you know what I mean, and don't give it a chance, then that goes to show your lack of what you know about hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to that person that left those comments on my phone last week, I just want to let you know that, you know, You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I've been through. If you paid attention to the song is based on me being a hustler, living the life in the trap, and then moving on and getting going legit and getting a job. Now, on that song, I didn't drop no M-bombs. I didn't cuss. I didn't swear. I didn't call a woman out of her name or none of that stuff. I told my life story without cussing. So to that big-headed dictator that's doing all this extra stuff, please do your investigation before you start praying for a person, because if you're going to pray for them, know what you're praying for them for.
Right.
Because if you don't know what you're praying for them for, then what is your whole purpose of even bothering them?
Right.
So with that being said, you know, I appreciate all the blessings and all the prayers that people would pray for me. But at the same time, know what that person is going through before you pray for them for what it is that they're going through. Because at the same time, you don't know unless if you ask or talk to them about it.
Right.
Exactly. So I'm going to sign off because I'm going to take up too much time. So to all the listeners out there, like I said, tomorrow night at voiceofradio.com, you will hear a new single from Endo Dub. It's very good and it's very hot to a lot of people. And like I said, I got some love on the inbox side from someone who's actually been on the Billboard charts to let me know that the song is hot. So you tune in tomorrow, listen to the song. And if you go to Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube, you'll see the name of the new song, You Know Them Done It, by me, Endo Dub, and you'll find out exactly what I'm talking about. Much love to everyone. Black House Sound, make real Cleveland music. Peace.
Peace. And I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, man, we're going to keep this train running. Hey, be direct, straight to the point. Let's go to this 216-288. What is going on with the 216-288? What's that?
What's going on? This is Dontez Taylor.
What's going on, Dontez Taylor? Give us some news.
Everything is going on out here in Cleveland. There's all kinds of things going on. I just left a city council meeting.
Okay, how was that city council meeting?
That city council meeting was good. They're trying to, the council, Michael Palencia said he wanted to get First Energy off of the Brown Stadium. He wanted it all.
And
I do it. And all kinds of things going down the pipeline. They got all kinds of deals out there for our legislator. They got all kinds of things going on. We just gotta stay out here we gotta stay out here in the field and make sure that we keep all our officials, our county council, our city council accountable for all this money that's going down. We gotta make sure that we know what's going on in our wards. Whatever wards you live in, if you live in the suburbs, you should know what your council person is doing. If you live in Cleveland or wherever, you need to know what that council person is doing, and you need to know what your county council person is doing so you can make sure they're using that money in the right direction out here. Yes. Yes, indeedy. It's all kinds of things that we need to know out here. And everything else, you got to know from the legislators up there in Columbus to all the way down here in your city. You got to know where and why and what's going on, because they ain't gonna tell you. You got to find out on your own. And that's what I try to go do, learn, listen and learn, so I can know what's going on down them pipelines. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it what? We got to know. We got to know, and we got to keep abreast out here in our cities. And everything else, we got to make sure that governor is doing right, because that governor ain't doing right, or whoever ain't doing right, that legislator ain't doing right. Make sure we can recall them people and get somebody in there that's going to do right for us. That's what we gotta do out here in our city, in our state, in our country. And we gotta make sure our president is doing right too. Because we can't just leave our president and vice president out either. We gotta know what they're doing so we know what bills they got going down the pipeline so if it ain't good for us, we gotta knock them down, and we gotta know how to knock them down to get them, so we can have the right legislation and right stuff up there for us out here. And I just thank God that I got the strength and I got the wisdom and knowledge to go down there and sit there and listen to these folks and then come back to my neighborhood and tell people about it. And if I don't get what they're talking about, I'll go to the library and ask somebody to pull it up and get somebody to read this stuff to me so I can know, you know, so we all can know, you know, and everything else. So don't forget. Come on out to the big barbecue sale that's going on at Black on Black Crime Incorporated. It will be at 15415 Kipling Avenue. In Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. On Saturday, May 20th, 2023. Yes, it starts 11 to 7. And we're going to have a great time and a great atmosphere and everything else. So come on out and join us and get your dinners. Because these dinners are going to be so good. They're going to be so good and crunchy. We got grilling on the grill. We got Cowboy, the backyard music man.
Okay.
Yes, he can grill real good too, and everything else. We got all kinds of things on the menu and everything else. So come on out and join us. And we got some great music, great time, and a great atmosphere. For more information, just contact Center 216-288-5841. Yes, and we'll deliver four more dinners. You can get it delivered, and it,
okay.
And the delivery fee will be $2.
Okay, gotcha.
So come on out and join us and have a great time and a great atmosphere and everything else. We got some good food, some good ribs, some barbecue ribs that they're gonna fall off the bone when you taste them. Yeah. And they're going to be beef. We're going to have three grills. One going to be a beef grill. One going to be a pork grill. One going to be where the police, where we got the chicken on. We got beef, pork, and chicken. We're going to have three grills going. And you know, and we're gonna have some good cake, I'm making it from scratch.
Oh,
man. It's gonna be homemade cake there too. Yes, and the fries are gonna be not from the bag. We gonna get some potatoes and I'm gonna peel them and somebody gonna cut them, and that's all I know. And you come out and we're going to have some onion rings, too, they are talking. And we want some good stuff, some good everything. So don't forget this date, May 20th, 2023. We're gonna have some good time, and we're gonna walk it out. We're gonna have people there, and we're gonna do what we do out here. So come on out and join us, and have a great time. But don't forget, mark your calendars for this big 21st annual Gospel Fest Explosion 2023 anniversary that will be at Hayes Temple Church of God in Christ at 3158 East 94th Street in the city of Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. On Sunday, June 25th, 2023. Doors open at 2. Dinner starts at 2:30. And first program starts at 4. Second starts at 7:15. Tickets go on sale March 20th, 2023. And all the way from Alabama, we got the Blind Boys Alabama coming. And we got James Fortune. And all the way from Cleveland, we have the Brownhead Gospel Singers. We have Major Taps. Yes, we do. We have the Vision of Angels Praise Team. And we have the Chosen Vessels and many, many more groups and soloists. And you might see Grandpa Rapper somewhere in the building. We don't know. We don't know. That's a. If he show up, it's gonna be something to see. Cause we want to see Grandpa Rapper. That's what we want to see.
Okay. Thank you so much.
We might see him. We don't know. I ain't gonna say who he is or who he isn't. That's a surprise to know.
Okay.
And everything else. Yes. And everything else. And we will have Media Via t-shirts that will be signed by our Out of Town groups. Yes.
Okay.
Indeedy. And we're going to have, yes. And we got a presentation going on. And we're selling dinners to the public. Dinners to the public. Yes, we are. And we're going to have a raffle, too. So come on out. And we got some hidden stuff that y'all going to remember when y'all leave this. So come out. For more information, to contact Dante Taylor at 216-288-5841. Yes. And when the tickets come out, we will have more. We will tell you more about where the tickets are going to be sold at. Yes, but you can call me right now and tell me and everything. And I am the person that's in charge of Family to Family with Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Yes, we go to court. I go to court. I go down there to Child and Family Services. I go to the Board of Election. I go all over and try to make sure they're doing right and everything else for our people. And I bring the report back to Black on Black Crime Incorporated and everything else.
Don't forget us.
And God loves you, and so do I, and everybody out in Radio Land. Don't forget to mark your calendar for these two dates so we can have a great time, a great atmosphere, and everything else. And God bless.
God bless.
And talk to y'all
later.
Man,
yes, indeed. At least he came right direct with the reports. Ooh-wee, I see that out-of-town number. I see a area code 629 with a 264. Area code 629, how are you?
What's going on, Porter? What's popping, my baby?
Man, I'm enjoying everything, brother. ES Eastside, what is happening, family?
Man, what's going on? What's going on, man? You know, I always bring something to the city, even though I ain't in the city, man. I got something crazy in store for you, man. It's going down April 4th, man. Too crazy. Too the brand will be live, man. What's popping?
I'm doing excellent. As a matter of fact, Eastside, you got to tell me, man, what you bringing? What you bringing on that Tuesday of April the 4th? What's happening?
Man, you might want to ask her yourself. She online, you feel me? Tooth the brand, what's popping, man? What we doing, man?
What's popping? What's popping? How y'all doing on the 4th? You just about to, I'm about to promote my single that's about to come out. It's called The Realest. You know, I'm just a new upcoming artist in Cleveland, just trying to get my name out and just trying to reach people. I love music, and I want everybody to move and vibe with me, what I got going on. I got some couple of shows coming up as well. On the 31st, y'all can catch me at Captive 8, and then on the 7th of April, y'all can catch me at Thunder War Entertainment, where it's an artist convergence, and it's going to be lit. It's going to be litty. I'm going to turn up. I'm going to turn up and show out.
It's definitely going to be a movie. You can catch her at CSU, too. You see, we have problem on Saturday. It's going crazy.
Man. As a matter of fact, I have to ask, how'd you come up with your name?
What's the brand? You know, I consider myself a brand. I carry myself myself. I've been writing my own stuff since 2019. I recorded my own stuff, been doing it for a year. I put myself out here. I'm independent. Anything that I do, I put myself forward. Anything that I do in life is by myself. I take care of myself. I do it by myself. I hustle hard. I work hard for anything that I have the passion and the vision for. And two, it's just a little abbreviation for, like, people, like, everybody that know me, and, you know, I go by a little nickname, so Toot is one of my nicknames, you feel me, and I just put that into myself. I'm also calling myself the Princess of Many. That's what my name, my real name means. That's what it stands for. You know, I hold myself to that.
Whoa, okay. Well, I'm going to ask you this. How can we go about finding you?
Instagram at TU2Crazy.3. Y'all can follow me on Instagram. That's the main thing. Y'all can check out with my little shows that I have done. I only did 2 shows so far, and I'm trying to keep working myself. And I've been having a lot of feedback. I've been having a lot of people that want to work with me that really shows my progression with my support. You know, I appreciate anybody who support me, and I show the love back. That's all I can do. We all trying to win. We all trying to be successful. I ain't going to be trying to downplay nobody. You know, I'm a female, so I hold myself different. You feel me?
That's so powerful.
She
paid
new life now, so it's a movie. I said, she paid new life now, so you know it's a movie.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so April 4th is definitely going to be a movie. We still got the tour going. Shout out to Big Jeter. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Shout out to Big Jeter.
You feel me? You know, that's the whole. It's crazy, man. We got Big Jeter, his underrated but never duplicated tour is still going. Then we got my tour, Trust Nothing, Trust Nobody tour. We still going to be in Nashville. We still going to be in Philly. It's crazy, man. We still going to be South by Southwest. You feel me? It's going crazy, man. It's everything. You feel me? So. It's definitely going to be what's up, man.
All right, then. We will see.
You don't want to miss me when I pop out, and I'm just letting you know that, because I have some heat, and I talk about myself. I talk shit on the mic. I bring heat.
Heat.
I bring something different. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm listening to you. Heat.
Oh, okay.
And you're versatile? Talk to me.
Yeah, like, I'm versatile with the type of songs that I be doing. Like, you know, like, I have my little aggressive side of me. You know, I show my little, you know, my vulnerable side of me. You know, I got my little turn, lit, jump, my, you know, I got a whole little catalog that I haven't put out. I'm ready. I'm just doing it step by step.
All right. So we will make sure of that time for April 4th in case it ends up being around 6:30 instead of 8. But the thing is, I'm going to start running that advertisement right now. I am going to ask, what are some of the names of, name a couple of songs that you're proud of that you've done.
The Realest, I Do This. The Realest, the one that I'm about to do my single out. I'm really happy about, really excited about. Who I made so much. Oh, shout out to Waverly West. You know, he put me on his song, and, you know, it haven't been out either, but I'm proud of that too, because, you know, that whenever that come out, you know, I'm the only female rapper on that song. So, and I really bought it, and I'm really proud of myself because how I came to deliver, and I match everybody's energy, even when I work with someone or not. You know, I shout out to Lip Terry too for helping me and, you know, supporting me all the way to this and putting me on her song too as well. We have a song that's about to be coming out soon. It's called Turn It Up. You know, we about to turn, we going to turn some shit up, you know. But for
do
me
that.
Personally, besides in future-wise, me, I say I'm the realest. I would say my twerk, my throw that ass back. That's my twerk song. Shows me really up and hype. You know, it got a little 90s little sample in there. You feel me? So, you know, I be working with some stuff. So I'm proud about that, too. I'm proud about all my work, really, all of it, all of it, because it shows from different points of where I was at in my life and how my mind is and how my creativity is.
Man, I appreciate the strong message. I look forward to the interview that's upcoming for April. That's a great jump off Tuesday. Bring you into the workshop, and I will be checking for your music. And I just want to say I thank you very much for this phone call.
Thank
man,
you.
Eastside, you, every time I think you outdo yourself, you outdo yourself.
Hey, man, you know, that's one thing about me, man. I might not be in the city, man, but I'm always bringing something to the city. You feel me? Some celebrity DJ, shout out DJ Buck, Old Coalition DJ, DJ Chief,
oh, yeah.
Coalition DJ. Man, you know, you feel me? It's in the works. It's in the works, man. Going all the way live, man. So much love, much love, much love, man. Most definitely. You definitely going to tap me. Appreciate it.
Most
no problem.
I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Everybody stay safe. And, again, it's nice to make your acquaintance. Now I have some newer music to listen to. I appreciate it. Everybody stay safe.
You too as well.
No problem. Likewise. And because I appreciate that phone call, I am definitely going to, I tell you what, I'll play some for you from Eastside, and I will be back after this.
Life I chose, the air I breathe, the blood I bleed.
Yo, but I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to
do it all for you. Yo. So this is when it comes to. Yo. Turn your back, I turn my back too. Yo. It's kinda funny how it ain't the same. Changing up for a little fame. Yo. But from the dirt, it was all me. Grinding hard till I'm 6 feet. Yo. Would never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, would never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, 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 yo. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you.
Checking to see what is going on. I am so, I'll say blessed, thankful, happy, all that good stuff. Whew. Let me look through, because if I'm not mistaken, we probably didn't touch upon a couple of things. We did. I would like to at least do one thing and focus on the fact that it's great when you have people in a movement doing big things or nice things. We talk about power in your dance. Channel 5 News had put out the fact that a local nurse assistant addresses healthcare workforce shortage through her own service. So instead of her just talking stuff, she went to do some things. Tanisha Glass is not only motivated to advocate for better conditions for patients, but maintaining familiar faces and keeping loved ones at home. So, you know, it was a nice story that Remy Murray put out, as the Ohio Healthcare Association says the need for skilled nurses for their facilities is growing each day. Because of the shortage, experts say they have to rely on temporary staff, which they say isn't ideal for their work due to the lack of trust between patients and staff. That's why one nursing assistant says she's taking matters into her own hands. It's a wonderful thing to know that my care, and this is what is very important, is that it said, it's a wonderful thing to know that my care that I do offer is in love and with love, said Tanisha Glass, who's a registered STNA. Glass says her dream to start her own in-car in-home health care. So she wants to start her own in-home health care service, and it began after she took over the care for her uncle. Just the structure for the medications that I saw were too heavy for him, which forced me to take him outside of the nursing home to an independent doctor. That would change his meds. Now, that's what Glass explained. She said that experience sparked her desire to change the healthcare industry. I say, Lord, I see too much, and I can't keep my mouth closed, and then I'm the problem. I don't want to be the problem. Due to COVID-19's lingering effects, Glass says current nursing shortages are making things difficult for consistent and quality care. It's been a great turnover. It's a lot of agencies, no staff, really. As a result, healthcare professionals say patients like Mama Alice aren't getting the critical care they need. So if they're saying that agency staff don't know the patients, they don't know the facility policies, they don't know the culture, they're just there to fill a shift, which is what Ohio Healthcare Association Executive Director Peter Van Runkle, the D.C. Executive Director. So Glass is not only motivated to advocate for better conditions for patients, it's not always purposely neglect care if the staffing isn't there. That's where the neglect comes in at, said Glass. But maintaining familiar faces and keeping loved ones like Mama Alice at home. And so, you know, it's a real, real difficult situation. But I am very glad to see people stepping up and doing some major things. As a matter of fact, as I look back at my phone lines, I say this. It's been a while since I played certain songs. So I'm going to go back to a song that to me was a classic. You know what I mean? It was a classic. CCR Volume 2. That's a four-album set of nothing but Cleveland conscious music. So the reason I say that is one of the tracks featured a man who called in earlier, Mr. Powers. Why not play that track called Still Die?
A target is some goons outside, and you know they trying to start. You get robbed in the daylight and murdered in the dark, and after they done with you, they stash your body in a resort. You call it pro package, but when the medic showed up, your body was full of maggots. And the bad part about it, they found you 2 weeks after. Your mama couldn't take it cause she knew you was out there trapping. God please bless the people, he got money in them guns, so you can't tell them about the people. Watch SWAT on standby with the barrel to your people. 24 hours going in, they about to snipe you through the window. And you think it's all a game, you on Facebook, on your Kindle. Helicopters in the sky, you made the news to go to info. Now you're looking in the mirror, wanna give up, but it ain't this simple. You gon' face jail time for killing that goon 2 weeks ago. You can fight, but you still die. Nothing in life is reasonable. What?
Taking chances and sacrifices. Sometimes the journeys you take might leave you in a crisis. When your mind tried to tell you, oh yeah, let me try this. You on the verge of going down a dead and broke or priceless. You wanna try premeditation as well as gang affiliation. Had to have your body laying up in the ditch, steady sink. Whenever I come around, you already know what you're thinking on how to set me up. Forgetful access to my bank. So why you wanna hold a grudge when it's all up in the past? But you was the one who tried to rob somebody's goods from their stash. When you tried to get away, you knew that jail was too late. You got that bad body heat from that bullet penetrate. With the bell collision course, tell me who gon' carry the torch. With your last received envision, a congregation is life support. If you get a second chance, stay away from the advance. Or getting lost up in the sand, gon' be your next life expand. Man.
Of my left thigh, was it an outlaw? You can't kill my pride. Now if you owe me, pay me, never play me. See, I'm trying to kill death, but death is slowly killing me. Slip, slap, click, clap, you run your mouth a little too much. But still, I got your life in the clutch of my hand, it's a final touch. And back of my mind, steady be missing the ill and buck, the feeling, lyrical killing, what a feeling, one in a million, can't be feeling. Ooh, what a rush, a what a feeling, a dream be rushing. You can't fight, but you still die. No lie, not rock a lie. Increases the pain, level the drama, pulls the trigger, kick that stuff, retaliation is a must. You can fight, but you still die. What goes around, comes around, farmer ride.
fight, but you still die. You can fight, but you still die. You can fight, but you still die.
In the dark, in the light of the day, I feel death's breath from every which way. People say they love me, I feel the lies. Just because I live right, well, I'm despised. The folks that I help, huh, they want to kill me. I feel them plotting, I ain't crazy. Who's this calling early in the morning? Sounds like a setup, that word is warning. They kill Pop Pop, then they kill Biggie, X and King, so I know they'll kill me. Will it be the cops or the FBI? Someone jealous right between my eyes. Booyah, I fought, but yet I still died hard. The Grim Reaper, I just pulled his calling card. I could say more, but it's cold in here. Red dot on my forehead, I'm out of here. Oh!
Wow, that track featured Wealthy, Indo Dub, Mr. Powers. I just want to go back because I had not touched one thing before and they called me on it. So from September 5th, 1940 to February 15th, 2023, Jo Raquel Welch, American actress, model. Reason I say that is because you're right, I did not throw that out there. She first won attention for a role in Fantastic Voyage, 1966, after which she won a contract with 20th Century Fox. They lent her contract to the British studio Hammer Film Productions, for whom she made 1 Million Years B.C., 1966. Man, when I first saw that movie, I thought, man, the special effects get no better than this. And then look where we've gone through all since then. Although Welch had only 3 lines of dialogue in the film, images of her in the doe-skin bikini became best-selling posters that turned her into an international sex symbol. She later starred in Bedazzled, 1967, Bandolero, 1968, that was excellent, 100 Rifles in 1969, Myra Breckinridge, 1970, Hanny Calder, 1971, Kansas City Boulder, 1972, The Last of Sheila, 1973, The Wild Party, 1975, and Mother Jugs and Speed, 1976. She made several television variety specials. Through her portrayal of strong female characters, which helped in her breaking the mold of the traditional sex symbol, Welch developed a unique film persona that made her an icon of the 1960s and 1970s. Her rise to stardom in the mid-60s was partly credited with ending Hollywood's vigorous promotion of the blonde bombshell. She won a Golden Globe Award for Best Motion Picture Actress in a Musical or Comedy in 1974 for a performance in The Three Musketeers. She was also nominated for a Golden Globe Award for Best Actress in Television Film for a performance in the film Right to Die, 1987. Her final film was How to Be a Latin Lover in 2017. In 1995, Welch was chosen by Empire magazine as one of the 100 sexiest stars in film history. Playboy ranked Welch number 3 on their 100 sexiest stars, the 20th century list. I thank you all for tuning in, tapping in. If we see each other at some events, let's do that. And I appreciate everybody who takes the time to at least call the program. I would like to say, if nothing else, for those who know what I'm doing, I'm only going to leave out, you know, maybe four. I would just say this. The reason I'm playing this next track is because that's what Rey Mysterio needs to do with his son, Dominic. He just needs to. He does.
A message from the police, the teachers, the court, and me.
Miami. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass.
Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up,